All right, this is Tony Allen with Signet4713.com Gospel Way Podcast. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies, all right? The walking devil. Our battle is spiritual. The enemy of our souls requires our cooperation to do its bidding. In short, we will either embrace Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or the devil. How do we embrace the devil? You may ask yourself. By receiving his deceit as truth, and by allowing other wicked spirits to inhabit our flesh body. The devil is crafty, not powerful. He is a defeated foe. But when you don't know the truth about his snares and what destruction awaits you, when you live by the world's standards, you become susceptible to his indoctrination of spirits and strongholds. The devil is a thief. He will not ask for permission to inhabit your body. He will lie his way inside by deception and cooperation. What are the enemy of our souls' deceptive strongholds and lies? Again, alcohol, drugs, sorcery, witchcraft, verbal and physical abuse, hatred, and so on. When the spirit of alcohol is embraced, or drugs, it will by default give permission for fornication, which is another sin that will destroy you. The end result, if you stay on that path, is death. The enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, period. That's it. We are spiritual beings with a flesh body. Whose spirit are you living by and feeding on a daily basis? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. All right, so I'm going to go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. The Lord is telling us, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. All right, now, key word in there is may. The word may, by definition, expressing permission. That word means to express permission. All right. Notice that the Lord is telling us that we have an adversary, the devil, that he is seeking whom he may devour. All right. Now watch this. He didn't say that the devil can devour us, only that he may devour us. Again, that word may means expressing permission. So this leads me to believe that the devil needs our own permission to destroy us. By us cooperating with his spirits of destruction. This message is not about condemning anyone. It's about the truth. When we overindulge in any other spirit outside of what is purposely designed by truth, we intentionally evict the spirit of truth. The Lord will not coexist with the adversary of our souls. All right, so you got to understand that when the enemy is telling you it's not going to hurt you, everybody's doing it. Maybe not that first time. Maybe it will that first time. You don't know. All right? But he's not going to tell you that. He wants to put a stronghold on you. Now, the enemy wants to destroy all of God's children. That's the end game for him, because he's a defeated foe. He has nothing else to live for. All right? So he's going to try to destroy you along with him. But you got to know the truth. You got to seek out the word and find out what the word says. Now, well, let's go to Galatians 5. All right. That very first verse in Galatians 5. The Lord is telling us, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Wow. Now, you got to remember this also. The Lord Jesus, when he died for the entire world, all right, and he took the sin of all mankind upon himself, he purchased each one of us. We don't belong to ourselves. We've been bought at a high price. God sent his son down to die for us, which means now you are the property of the Lord. But he gave us free will, all right? So if you don't seek his face and find out what he says, the world will raise you. And the world's way is to build you up, to tear you down, period. And eventually take your life. You have to be careful of what you are saying on a daily basis. Your words have power, whether you believe it or not. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. Whatever you are saying, whatever you are speaking, will become your reality. Proverbs 18:21 tells us, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Now, the author of death is the devil. The author of life is Jesus Christ. Whose fruit do you love? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Let's go back to Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. The Lord says here, you ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. Somebody's telling you it's okay to do this. Somebody's telling you it's okay. It ain't gonna hurt you. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? It's never too late to come back to Jesus. Never. Long as you have air in your lungs and your heart is still beating, there is still time. Don't wait until you're on your deathbed to start calling out to the Lord. He will still receive you. But you remember now, you've been purchased by his shed blood. You've been bought at a high price. It should have been each and every one of us on that cross. But Jesus came down, went through what he went through for each and every one of us, so that we can be with him for eternity. If that ain't love, I don't know what it is. If you cannot see with your heart what Jesus has done, you are one callous person and you don't understand the truth. And you're living as if the things in this world is all there is. You have a spirit, and your spirit will go somewhere. The name of this message is the walking devil. The devil is a spirit. He needs a body to do his bidding. If you don't understand the truth and what God says, the devil will trip you up. when it all comes down, life starts falling apart, you start asking yourself, why is this happening to me? You've been purchased at a high price. Your life does not belong to you. Don't freely give it away to the enemy of your soul. By consuming his destructive spirits. If you cannot walk away from any of those things that will destroy you at the drop of a dime, that is a stronghold. And you have to understand, Jesus died to set you free, not for us to go back into bondage to anything or anyone. You have to find out the truth. Open the Word of God. Read His Word with your heart and receive it with your heart and keep it in your heart. Meditate on His Word. When you do that on a daily basis, I don't care what the devil has inflicted you with, Jesus is power. He has given us the power in His name to set us free. Whose words are you living by? If you are going through anything that is causing you harm and destruction, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus, and He will set you free. Seek His face with your whole heart, and He will deliver you. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from Him who calls you. Seek the Lord. Ask Him for forgiveness. Repent. The word repent means to turn away. Walk away from it. Walk away from them. Whoever is not feeding you with words of edification, you need to walk away from it. If your first thought when you wake up, I need to have another drink, or I need to have another smoke, or I need to shoot up this, that is a stronghold. That is the enemy of your soul. The devil is defeated. He needs your permission to destroy you. Again, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Again, the word may, by definition, means expressing permission. He needs our own permission to destroy us. When you understand that truth, maybe the light bulb will turn on. And maybe then you call on the name of Jesus, who can set you free from any of the enemy's snares. And that's my prayer. That's my hope for anyone who hears this message. Amen and God bless.